Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Very excited about having Joe Cleary here. As you know, I'm broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational Champions Tour Tournament here in the Woodlands, hard by to Houston. I've been broadcasting my show every year from here, and Joe and his company, Harvey Builders, is one of the partners, one of Insperity's partners. Every year, I guess, Joe, right?
We have been for 14 years.
Yeah, and welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And thanks for having me back here, too. I appreciate the hospitality.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's been a lot of fun. I still remember the first day I broadcast, what was it, 04? Because there were two tournaments in one year, if you remember.
That's right.
But I think it was 04 was the first one, October of 04. And I remember going out to Augusta Pines Golf Tournament.
Yeah.
I was broadcasting from the conference room of the clubhouse, and it was as dark as it could be, and I thought I was driving into the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Finally, it opened up, and there was this little settlement out there, you know, with the golf course and everything. And anyway, those were good days, and still are. Okay, Joe, Harvey Builders is you build high rises, mostly commercial stuff, right?
Mostly commercial, high rise office buildings,
yep.
Mid rise office buildings also, hotels, healthcare, hospitals,
yep. Mm-hmm.
Research institutes.
Beautiful. What's the name of the building right outside here that you guys just built?
The Anadarko.
Anadarko. That's a magnificent tower. You can see that from a long way off.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I remember watching that thing come out of the ground as we talked about it as you guys were building it. So you guys are also in D.C. I think you're doing some work in D.C.
Washington D.C.
No high rises in D.C. though, right?
No high rises, but
mid-rise.
There's plenty of activity in.
How high
in
can
the
you
district.
Go? 5-6 floors?
No, it used to be 12. Now it's 14 floors.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Just depends on where you are in the district.
Right.
You can't be taller than the Capitol.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Or I always thought it was taller than the Washington Monument.
Oh, maybe. That'd be pretty tall.
Yeah. So, how's business? The economy's still kind of, you know, just hanging in there.
Well, in Houston, Texas, $30 oil that we had most of last year doesn't help anything.
Right.
But it does help the rest of the country.
Right.
So our Washington... And Washington, D.C. is not so much...
That's an artificial economy.
It is an artificial economy. But San Antonio is another one of our offices, and San Antonio is a huge hospitality town. And,
right.
And when you have $2 gasoline and people are driving for their vacations instead of flying, because if you've been in an airport lately, and I know you have...
Not fun.
It's no fun.
No.
And so the hospitality industry in San Antonio has really taken off. And most of our projects are hospitality.
San Antonio is a great destination for a lot of folks. It's interesting how it is, isn't it?
It's a great place.
That Riverwalk down there
and
everything. It really is. That's an interesting city. It's like 40 something miles wide.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that's how most of our cities in
Texas
are.
So the key then to your sustainability. It's not putting all your eggs in one basket, right?
That's true.
Isn't that the lesson?
Both geographically and product, you know, the product line. And so what's happened in Houston over the last 18 months is that the energy business has fallen off dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say there's at least 40,000 jobs lost related to the energy industry.
Wow, 40,000.
40,000. However.
In Texas or in Houston?
Well, it mostly in the Houston metro area, and this is the energy hub of the international energy hub of the world.
Right.
So, but what's picked up has been, you know, think about the feedstock that the chemical plants need,
yep.
right, to for their product.
And consumer products.
And so that industry has really risen in the last 3 years.
Well, and the American consumer, once again, I've reported on this more than once in the last 18 years. Once again, the American consumer is almost single-handedly holding the global economy up.
Yeah, that's true. That's
so that's true. Where your chemical products and
chemical
those
products,
kind of products are coming
plastics,
into play.
Et cetera. So we've got our Gulf Coast is on fire with construction right now, but it's all industrial construction. We don't do any of that type
right.
of work. And then healthcare. Healthcare mm-hmm. has really come alive in the last 2 years in Houston, and we've got the great Texas Medical Center here. And so those institutions are building, and also creating jobs. And there's been 22,000 jobs related to healthcare in the Houston metro area created in the last 16 months.
It's been interesting to me to see how big cities have reinvented themselves along the lines of healthcare research. Of course, Houston has been this is not new.
No, it's not
the Anderson
that.
Clinic's been here forever. But I saw this in Birmingham, Alabama. Birmingham was a Rust Belt city. You know, 30 years ago you couldn't go outside without on some days because the smog was so bad. Now it's clean as it can be, and it's a medical city.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, you've seen that happen.
We have, and what's really on fire in medical is not just hospital beds, but research.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much great research going on, in our institutions here. And of course, in Boston, out at Stanford University, those areas are on fire with research also, and it's stuff that blows your mind.
Mm-hmm.
They're creating bone.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Defense asked Methodist Research Institute here to try to recreate bone, and through stem cells
they're doing it.
And bone, they're doing it.
It's forming itself, and
it's amazing.
And they're making the 3D printing stuff.
Uh huh.
You know,
yeah.
That's another research. I think is with regard not medical research. Well, I think some of the medical research stuff they're doing like that. But so the key to your success now and I guess over the years has been that you have a focus, but your focus is commercial building, and the broad commercial, but not necessarily one industry.
It can't be one industry, or you're going to have highs and lows that you just can't sustain.
And you might not make it through all of them.
You can't.
How old is your company?
58 years old.
58 years old. Second generation owners now?
Second generation.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah.
Joe Cleary, HarveyBuilders.com?
HarveyBuilders.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And we'll come back. I'm going to get Joe to talk some more about what is it like running a company like his in this economy. It's 20 after the hour. I'm Tim Blasingame, broadcasting live from the Insperity Invitational in Woodlands, Texas.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.